Are you ready to live your wow life now? Wealth of Wellness is available to all of us. The power of now reminds us to be here now. Wealth of Wellness, Wow with Gina Rota, reflects Gina's mission for living a happy, healthy, joyful, abundant, inspired life. She offers the listeners empowering insights, educational, inspirational tools, and universal wisdom, while also exploring and discovering the miraculous, mystical, and spiritual principles of life. Gina's quest for spiritual awakening, enlightenment, transformation, and quantum healing is her divine purpose. She's an intuitive numerologist, empowerment, and personal development life coach for over 3 decades and has hundreds of clients who she inspires to live a wow life. Are you ready to get your wow on? Join Gina as she shares how to embrace the true wealth of wellness.
Greetings, my beloved listeners. Sending love. Thank you for being here with us. I want to introduce my co-host, Marsha Martin. This is Gina Rota with WOW, Get Your WOW Life On Now. And we're here to share and be and love and send love and light.
Thank you, Gina. I'm delighted to be here. And it's so excited that we're going to have an opportunity to talk about innate wisdom.
Yes, as a matter of fact, if I may, I would love to start off with a poem about innate wisdom from Martin Exeter. From age to age, love's word rings forth. The truth is true and all is will. Unconquerable life prevails. O man, whose strident dreams lead grave wards, return to calm and noble character of life. Blaze forth pure virtue. Depart false ambitions, restless schemes. Trespass not in virtue's wise serenity, where firm control and awful power eternally abide. Here earth's pains are healed, and cruel chaos of mind spawning is called again to order and to beauty. So that poem really touched me, and for me, innate wisdom is about using the knowingness and the wisdom we were born with and applying it in a wise, knowledgeable way to determine what is true or right for the health and the well-being of our body and the health and well-being of every man, woman, and child.
I do love that. I think what we're looking at now, more than anything else, is the opportunity to step out in faith and just lay aside all of our fears, no matter what direction they may be coming from. This is our opportunity to really dig deep inside and connect with that Christ consciousness that is within all of us. So I am thrilled that you chose that poem that really speaks to the opportunity that's here before us. This truly, we can look at this time of challenge and change as either something that we will never rise above or just an opportunity to show each other how we can get it right this time. And truly, the only way forward, the only way to get it right is to get in that beautiful heart space of love where acceptance comes naturally and doesn't have to be forced or taught or thought about, that it's just automatic, that if the person in front of you is acting with kindness or being a person that you want to share with in any way, then why would you spend more than a second looking at how they may be different from you? I think this is really a time for us to embrace our sameness. And my guides gave me the most beautiful imagery the other day when I was just thinking about this whole, you know, where is God in all of this? And their response was, you need to understand that everything comes from one beam of light, one source. Yet we view it through the prism of the human experience. So we believe that that one beam of light is really individuals, because the prism that we view it through has broken us all up into separate bodies. So maybe it's time to adjust our vision and stop looking through the prism and begin looking with original sight. Begin looking at that one beam and acting as if that's all you can see.
Yes, that's lovely, Marcia. Very important. And what really touched me about innate wisdom is realizing the power that we have when we listen to our intuition and our inner knowing, and not to our mind, or not to the mind of the world, not to the news, not to our friends, not to our family, but really what is true for us, what is the truth for us, what supports us, what uplifts us. And for me, the tuning in is to stay very connected to, of course, source being, who we are, source energy, but our own innate wisdom, our own divine intuition and guidance. It's our guiding system. And it allows us to make better decisions and to keep our heart open and to look with different lenses into the world, you know, how we're viewing and how we're perceiving, how we're thinking and how we're speaking and how we're experiencing. And for me, it's all about my greatest, well, my deepest desire for humanity is to go in, and it's an inside job. The only way out is in, and to continue to remind that we have access to the divine and to our innate wisdom and our innate intelligence, and to listen to our inner knowing, listen to what it's sharing with us, what it's telling us, because we will always have more opportunity, more possibility, more options, more peace, more ease and grace. It's worth every moment of practice of going in and staying in as much as we possibly can. Again, going in is the key to freedom, really.
Yes, it truly is. And on that note, I wrote something else from my guides, well, actually from the Christ consciousness, about innate wisdom, because what I often hear from people is, well, I'm not sure that I have that, or I've got that connection, or that I can do that. And they try to use that as an excuse why they're not even going to attempt to find their connection point. So the Christ consciousness writes to us that nothing has been withheld from you. You have complete access to all guidance and information. Each one of you has a primary personal channel of communication with the divine that you may enhance at any time. What you do not have is a God who dictates their will to you. There need be no fear in your dealings with the Almighty. The good that you desire for yourself and for your loved ones is not being thwarted by God. No, that good which you desire is enhanced and supported by the majesty that surrounds you within and without. Nothing is required of you to receive. Nothing of value will be removed when you connect your heart to the fullness of the divine. Yet you will gain all, for the one that is one with all desires fullness and overflowing well-being for all of its children. Open your heart to their love today and receive.
Wow, beautiful. Wow. That's a wow. That's a wealth of wellness, mind, body, and spirit, Marcia. It's gorgeous. Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you for the divine downloads. And we're so grateful. And I just want our audience to know, our listeners to know, how much love we have for them, and unconditional love, loving with conditions and non-judgment, and how much compassion we have. And we're here and we're available to the listeners to support them and empower them to empower themselves in any way they deem as what their immediate needs may be. We are really here to serve. I believe the highest gift is service, and to support people to come back into their wholeness. And my experience is the easiest way to get there, the shortest way, is to, again, I'm going to reiterate it many times, it's the repetition that anchors, right? It's to go inside, going in, and holding an energy and holding that space, that sacred space of divine wisdom, divine guidance, innate wisdom, innate knowing, and be still and use the gift and the blessings we've been given from the inside and share them on the outside, right? So it's, again, it's, we're here to serve, and however we can support our listeners or anyone in the world, Marcia, Martin, and Gina Rhoda are available. That's why we called it WOW, the Wealth of Wellness, because it's a mind, body, spirit approach, and we are here to support anyone and everyone who is willing to step in to their heart.
I love the fact that you said, who is willing to step in. That's the only thing that I would add. If you are ready, we can help guide you to a place that will be more fulfilling for you. But if you believe that Gina can wave a magic wand, or I have a magic prayer that I can say for you and it will make everything different, then we are not the right people that you need at this time. You need to be a willing, open, and receptive partner in your transformative process. It is so important that you understand how valuable you are and how much you matter. And so you've got to at least be willing to step into the place of value. You don't have to be there, but you have to be willing to step in to the place of value and self-worth, because no one can do that part for you. Once you agree and once you're willing, we can help you. But remember that it begins with you, and that means it begins with you agreeing that you're ready for this journey. You're ready to grow beyond who you are now, and you're ready to accept responsibility for your life.
Yes, and to acknowledge, you know, we are in very uncertain times and challenging times and difficult times. That is the time that we have to really go in. That's the gift, is to find the peace, find the guidance in the storms of our life, which we spoke in our last show. But I love finding peace. I love tapping into my guidance and my innate wisdom and our, you know, Christ consciousness, divine guidance, heart coherence, whatever supports your understanding. We are holding, Marcia and I are holding a container of divine love and divine light for ourselves, our families, our communities, and humanity. And we invite you to step in with us. And when you can hold it for yourself, you can hold it for all. And I think there's nothing more important. For me, there's nothing more important than to embody and own and hold the frequency, the vibration, the energy, you know, field for peace on earth, for stepping into our power, the power of God's love, the power of Christ consciousness, the power of truth, the power of our wisdom, the power of our intuition, We are here for that. And I would love to be able to support and empower you to empower yourself. And there are simple practices and processes that Marcia and I have to offer that we've been given. We've been given, and we share it really every day on a daily basis. And we would love to be able to share and support our beloved listeners.
And I think it's so important to add to that, Gina, that there's absolutely no person on the planet that is unable to connect with their innate wisdom. You may not know how at this time, but that is something that you can easily learn. The only thing you need to bring to the table is the willingness. But we have been told and shown over and over again, every single person is capable of connecting with their innate wisdom, and you, as keeper of the peace in your area of the world, are doing your part to make peace possible for the world. So it's not going to come from outside. It's not going to come from our leadership. It's going to come from our hearts, with each person choosing to see our oneness instead of our division, and with each person choosing to be peaceful in the midst of whatever storm may be blowing. That's the way that we can truly bring change into the world.
Yes, Marcia, thank you. Very lovely points always. You always are a perfect partner, co-partnering with your wisdom and your heart. Love, I'm so grateful for you. And I'm so grateful for all the beloved beings and coaches and mentors and thought leaders and guides that have come forward to support us all along the way. I, in particular, you know, love Jesus Christ, and I acknowledge that. But I love all divine masters and beings and guides and my beloved ancestors who have also come to support us and serve us. And so we have that available. Every single person has that available. And we may look different on the outside, but we are one on the inside. And so how we can come together in that oneness and in that wholeness, that is the ultimate service that I'm here to share, to connect with, to support. I've been hearing something very interesting in the last couple of weeks, and I've been hearing, look up from the wreckage. Look up from the wreckage. And that's so deep for me, because what that means is look away from what the world view and vision and perception and, you know, media and all is. It's there. Yes, I get that. But to look up from that. And for me, that's like my divine wisdom saying, okay, it's here, but what are we focusing on? And how can we support humanity, our community and humanity, to look up, just to look up and stand up. I'm about look up, stand up, rise up. That's my trinity right there. Look up, rise up, stand up. And I'm certainly going to follow that guidance, because I believe that's the only way that we can really find peace in any storms, as Marcia said. We know we have these challenges and obstacles in the world. The world is changing. But, you know, there's potential everything, right? Earth changes, economic changes, social changes, political changes, everything is changing. So, again, how do we come back in? The only way out is in. And how do we tap in and be tuned in to our divine innate wisdom and guidance and knowing, and learn to live from that place one day at a time, one moment at a time. How do we begin that? How can we start to move forward to own our innate wisdom and guidance?
Truly, the only answer that comes to mind for me is Jesus. Be in the world, but not of it. And I never understood that phrase or saying until I spent enough time going within and realized that I can walk peacefully no matter what storm is going on around me. And thereby, I can help myself stay in that aligned and risen state and encourage others to do so. So, brilliant, Gina. Yes, there's a lot going on, and it is so easy to look at it and become confused and frightened and just buy into the illusion. And that's when that innate wisdom, that God connection, is so necessary to help you stay in that place of peace.
Thank you, Marcia.
Are you ready to live your wow life now? Then tune in on Wednesdays at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Time for Wealth of Wellness with Gina Rota, intuitive numerologist, spiritual advisor, life coach, and co-author, Chaos to Clarity. Gina offers the listeners empowering insights, educational, inspirational tools, and universal wisdom while exploring and discovering the miraculous, mystical, and spiritual principles of life. Are you ready to get your wow on? Then join Gina as she shares how to embrace the true wealth of wellness on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Darkest hours to brightest moments, transformation from despair to happiness, and chaos to clarity. Real people, real pain, real healing. Life-threatening illness, death, abusive relationships, divorce, and overcoming addiction are challenges these men and women faced head-on. See how they emerged stronger and happier. Buy the new book, Chaos to Clarity, Sacred Stories of Transformational Change by Reverend Patricia Caginello and Kathleen O'Keefe Canavis. Available on sacredstoriespublishing.com and worldwide through Amazon and other retailers.
Adam T. Gardner here with thehumanaccelerator.org. For over three decades, I've lived an ancient lifestyle I call walking in the medicine of the plant kingdom. I've not eaten any animal flesh, no meat, no eggs, no fish, no milk, cream, or cheese for 30 years and counting. I've lived and witnessed what modern science says is impossible, and now can share piercing insights into how food is medicine and medicine can be food. I'm writing a series of books called The Second Genesis Awakenings. Book one is The Second Genesis Diet, Welcome Home. It's a diet book unlike any diet book ever written, I promise. It's available online at our website, thehumanaccelerator.org. It's also at amazon.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back, my beloved listeners, our beloved listeners. We're so grateful to have you here with us. We're grateful for your energy field, too. You know, for your heart coherence. We just want to acknowledge everything and everybody. And we also want to make sure you have a way of finding us and connecting with us. So you can reach me at wowginaroda, G-I-N-A-R-O-D-A, at gmail.com or abundantlight222@yahoo.com. And you can reach me also at 323-424-3269 if you'd like to set up a coaching call or intuitive numerology or just some divine guidance and just some divine connection and communication. Marcia?
You can reach me at Marcia Martin, theheartheeler.com, and that is Marcia spelled MARCIA or MMHeartHealer.com. And you can access everything through the website. On my website, there are free resources for you. You can get to my YouTube channel, which is also the same name, Marcia Martin, the Heart Healer. There are blogs. And there's an opportunity for you to either join my community, which is spiritual support that you would provide, that you would do on your own. All the material is there, but you would have to move through it on your own. Or you can choose to work with me individually, and then there's a, just sign up on my calendar for an appointment so that we can talk about what your needs are and where you're wanting to go. But as always, if you are feeling lost for any reason or you have suffered trauma or any kind of abuse, I want to help you step back into that fullness and wholeness that you were have always meant to be. And really, it's stepping into that authentic self, that being of fullness that is truly you.
Thank you, Marcia. And my website is theartofconsciouscoaching.com, theart, conscious, conscious, coaching, coaching.com. Look forward to hearing from anyone who would love support. Thank you. Thank you for being here once again. All right, Marcia, I wanted to segue into something a little bit that has been coming to me. It's about judgment. And and it's about non-judgment. I've been hearing so much about how to step into the light of non-judgment and how to plant the seeds of non-judgment in others. And I believe, this is just my belief, one of the reasons we're in this condition globally is that somehow we've had a judgment about a person's color, a person's sexuality, a person's religion, a person's political beliefs. Like, for me, it's who am I to judge? Who gave me the right to judge another human being? And I love to step out of self-judgment first and most importantly. And that allows me to not be in judgment of what's going on. Do I like or even understand everything that's going on? Of course not. But judgment for me is a very destructive force. And I feel that it destroys the fabric of life. And so I am so in the middle of how to have deeper compassion, how to embrace the differences, how to step out of any judgments. I'm not condoning anything, and I'm not going to judge anything either. So that's very important to me in this particular time, and it's always been important to me, but more now than ever, because the whole world is affected in a very profound way at this moment. How do you feel about judgments, Marcia?
I think that's the most brilliant thing you could have ever said. Certainly, most of the people that I work with have come from or are coming from a home life, a childhood, something that is either was abusive or a situation that has created a lot of trauma, and they will often come with a lot of self-deprecating judgment. But what I see is that when we condemn ourselves first, or when we condemn ourselves, that tends to spill out into all of our life. We don't just say, oh, I'm bad. We start looking at other people that we can find that might be bad too, so that we can feel a little bit better about ourselves. And I just love the fact that you said judgment needs to stop with you. Yes, please. You are perfect in this moment for where you are. And I think that was really the first thing they taught me, they being my guides, my helpers. You better get over this, I'm not good enough the way that I am. You are perfect for where you are at this moment. But understand that we're all hardwired for growth, so we're not staying the same from moment to moment. The only thing that suspending judgment and allowing yourself to be perfect does is it opens the door for you to have an easier time ascending into the next higher state for which you will be perfect in the next moment. But my real growth came when I was finally able to let go of there's something wrong with me. Now, for me, it was so intense, personally intense, that I used up most of my judgment on myself. But with all the people that I work with, I noticed that it's so easy to segue into, well, did you see him or her? Or they said this, or what are you, isn't that bad? And I thought, wow, I get it. I really see how holding hardness in your heart towards yourself leaks out into every other area of your life.
Yes, and it's very fascinating. I've learned along the way. I've had many coaches and mentors, and so one of them used to say, you know, the mind makes everything wrong. It's the human mechanism. It's the make-wrong machine. And I went, oh, my God. And then I received in my spiritual meditation, you know, shortly after that, how much we people wrong so that we can be right, and that our value is based on being right. And it doesn't matter if we crucify, annihilate, destroy another person, another culture, as long as we can be right and justified and righteous about it. And so that is probably the biggest piece for me, the biggest bridge I want to build of understanding between cultures and consciousness and unconsciousness. And choosing not to judge allows us the freedom to be imperfect and to embrace our perfect imperfections. I love that, and thank you. Thank you, thank you. There's a famous singer that John, I'm going to acknowledge John singing about perfect imperfections, but it's so true and it's so apropos. Choosing not to judge ourselves, choosing not to judge others, is, I think, paramount and at the core of what all of the devastation, the destruction, the violation, the manipulation, the domination and control of humanity is, because somehow we've deemed another being as not good enough, not right enough, not anything enough for our limited and finite understanding and belief. And so the last thing I want to say about that is, you know, what are we choosing? Are we choosing love or hate? Are we choosing resentment or acceptance? And for me, acceptance is at the root and the core of non-judgment. Accepting things for the way they are and the way they are not. We don't have to like it. We don't have to condone it. We don't have to participate. But in acceptance, there is freedom and non-judgment. And everyone wants to be free ultimately. So I say, choose non-judgment and choose to be free.
I just love that, because ideally what we're saying is, how dare they have their own life journey when we're judging another person? Or how dare I have a life journey that doesn't look like my sister's or my brother's or my neighbor's? And yet, that's what this life is all about. Getting to have a journey of exploration, making good choices and bad choices, and understanding that this is the way that we learn. And I think if we just kind of let go of the rigidity and recognize it's a glorious journey, we're never going to finish learning all the ins and outs of the journey. There will probably never come a time when we'll get everything exactly right. But if we can just get delighted by all that we are learning, we won't feel that we need to be better than someone else. Because when I hear somebody get caught up in the I need to win mentality, to me, all it says is you are deeply insecure and you've yet to really connect with your authentic self. And so you think that winning or some outward trapping is going to do for you what only the an internal connection can do for you. So yes, absolutely, let us choose. And that's the other beautiful thing, is it's always our choice. Let us choose to live in that beautiful space of acceptance.
Yes, Marcia, and I'm feeling to call forth a challenge, if you will. Let's stand together. Let's challenge our belief systems, and how powerfully can we be in non-judgment for the next 30 days? Like, how much freedom do we want to experience? How much acceptance, self-acceptance and self-approval do we want to experience? How much non-judgment, self-judgment? I invite you to step into a 30-day challenge. This is impromptu, Marcia. This just came to me. And observe your thoughts and your words when you're watching the news or when you're listening to a neighbor. And see where you could just be neutral and not have a reaction or a comment that would put somebody down, that would hurt somebody's spirit, that would be destructive. Since every word is an energy, everything's energetic and it has a ripple effect in the world, how much peace and freedom and goodness and compassion can we have one day at a time? I'm calling all my beloved, all of our beloved listeners forth to take on a challenge for themselves and see how much different your life will be, how much more joy you will have, how much more peace you will have, how much more acceptance you will have, how much more harmony you will have. If we don't step into something where we interrupt our patterns, our negative and unhealthy patterns, what are we going to be left with? What are we going to be working with? I'm choosing peace. I'm choosing compassion. I'm choosing non-judgment. I'm choosing forgiveness. And I'm choosing unconditional love. And I invite you to stand with us. Please come and stand with us.
All I can add is let's begin every morning when you look in the mirror to say to yourself, I love and accept all that you are. And just leave it there. Don't list off, oh, I love it. I would love and accept you if you were 10 years younger, 10 pounds lighter, 10 pounds heavier. No. Just put a period. I love and accept all that you are. That will give you the freedom then to go out in the world and apply that to everyone you see, hear, communicate with in some way. I love and accept you just as you are, period.
Looking for a fun and relaxing getaway? Omega Rest and Rejuvenation Retreats are a great way to unwind and renew your spirit. You can stretch your body, quiet your mind, and do as much or as little as you choose. Join us in May and we'll waive the daily fees. Located in Rhinebeck, in New York's beautiful Hudson Valley, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org or call 877-944-2002. That's 877-944-2002.
Are you ready to live your wow life now? Then tune in on Wednesdays at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Time for Wealth of Wellness with Gina Rota, intuitive numerologist, spiritual advisor, life coach, and co-author, Chaos to Clarity. Gina offers the listeners empowering insights, educational, inspirational tools, and universal wisdom while exploring and discovering the miraculous, mystical, and spiritual principles of life. Are you ready to get your wow on? Then join Gina as she shares how to embrace the true wealth of wellness on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Ever wonder what it's like to have your own radio show? Well, wonder no longer, because you can dip into the radio airwaves by being host for the day on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. It's a fabulous way to get your radio feet wet. It's an opportunity to market your business, modality, or book. Have a guest, mention a sponsor, and take callers. Or you may want to facilitate a lesson by going solo. It's up to you. Listeners can be online, mobile, in cars with Bluetooth, or listen through Amazon's Echo by asking, Alexa, play Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. For more details, go to dreamvision7radio.com and click on Host for the Day.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back, our beloved listeners. We love you. We're grateful. Thank you for standing with us. And we're here for you. And on that note, we would love to hear from you. We would love to hear from you and your heart and your soul. What is important? You know, even in an email, what do you need right now? What are your needs? What do you need to feel more peace? What do you need in terms of guidance and direction and support from us? We are so open to hear any requests, any issues, any challenges, anything, because all communication and expression is important, and we want to be available to, we want to meet you right where you are. That's my favorite thing. I've been saying it for 30 years. I want to meet you where you are. We want to meet you right where you are. So please let us know. We are inviting you to let us know what you want and need and how we can truly support you in the highest possible way for your highest good. That's what we are here for.
And even though it has to be via email for the next couple of weeks, we are going to be changing this show from listen only to participation. So we want to invite you to be with us on the show next month, and then we can take your questions and hear your concerns live. So please be prepared to call in and to participate, because the more that you share with us and each other, better all of our worlds become. Is if you're concerned about a particular issue, I guarantee you that there are many other people who are having the same concerns. And Gina and I do our best to try to address global concerns so that we can help the most people. But it's so much better when we hear from you and you tell us exactly the kind of support that you need, the area that you may need support in. So we invite you to join us live and bring your questions and concerns to the next show.
Yes, thank you, Marcia. That's so excited to go live. And Marcia and I also support each other. You know, we hold each other's hand and we walk each other across the bridges of understanding and misunderstanding. And, you know, I have coaches and mentors that I work with and spiritual advisors. So, you know, we're one with you. You know, we're not above you. We're not below you. You're not above us. You're not below us. We're one with you. And we've been given some gifts in which we've all been given the greatest gifts, honestly, all the same gifts. But our mission and our purpose is to serve with those gifts, and we have fine-tuned them and honed them in. And so, you know, we will be a great support vehicle for you if you so choose, and we are so willing. And I wanted to just speak on the intuitive numerology for a moment. It's really fascinating when I'm able to look at someone's birthday. I read the birthday only. It's the most important of all the numbers, particularly the life path. But what I love is when I see certain number codes together, like 7-8 or 11-2 and 9 in particular, or 10 and 5, there are very specific codes that are so enlightening to me, and I'm so riveted actually by them, both the positive side of it and the lower note. I call it the high note and the low note. And, you know, there are digits like 1, 4, and 7 that, you know, extreme, extraordinary intellect and logic and practicality, but also extreme fear and insecurity and doubts. And so I love to support anyone, any birthday, with rising up to the high note, to their highest purpose, passion, and possibility, and to give you tools. I coach by numbers. I coach without numbers, but I love to coach by numbers because then your heart and your soul is talking to mine. It's very different than just going in and saying, "Hi, my name is Jean Rhoda, and I'm going to coach you." No, I have the profound blessing to have the intimacy, connection with your heart and your soul. So just, you know, I love to do numbers. I'll do mini readings. I will work out whatever pay scale needs to be worked out that's appropriate. I'm excited to support anyone who wants to step into their life purpose, their passions and possibility, and how to make a big difference and contribute into their own lives and their families and in the world at the next level.
And having had Gina review my numbers, my birthday, it is something absolutely magical. So that is definitely something. It's a gift that will keep on giving forever, because it will help you understand where you're likely to get into trouble so that you can work on that area. So let's just say, for the sake of an example, let's say that one of my numbers is, I am likely to believe anyone who says things in a convincing manner. Well, because I know that is a possibility for me, I would then have this incredible tool at my disposal and know I shouldn't sign a contract just because somebody with a very authoritative voice, or someone who is exceedingly good at convincing, told me to sign it. Instead, I should fact check, get a second opinion, go to somebody who I trust or who had proven themselves to me previously to be trustworthy before I sign the contract. So it's good to know where you may be less aware, as well as what are the strengths that you can call on during a challenge time. So using myself as an example again, I know that I am very good at making do with whatever is. So that's a strength that I can use. However, I am certainly not going to, at a time when I am perhaps more vulnerable because I'm in a challenge, I don't want to enter into agreements or financial obligations or things like that until I know that I'm really clear. So the numbers do really help support you in finding the truth for you. And in a way that I can help you, in addition to having those numbers, is when you recognize, okay, these are the limitations that I believe are in my life because of the number code that I came in with, I can help you release those limitations, because in truth, no one is limited by anything or anyone, as long as you understand how you may be holding yourself back, and then you give yourself permission to let go of that. So Gina might say, okay, well, you know, you're like a 10 on the scale 0 to 10 of naive. I could say, oh my gosh, I'll never get over that. Or I could say, well, I'm going to recognize, if I hold that as a limiting belief, that it would prevent me from moving forward in my life. So I need to release the limiting belief around that natural personality choice and use it and turn it into a strength, because everything can become a strength.
And on that note, Marcia, thank you. You have been a brilliant guide and teacher for me with your heart healing practices and processes, and my son, and many others that I have been happy to refer to you and will continue to in this lifetime. You're the greatest gift. I think we're a divinely, perfectly aligned dynamic duo and team, and we're here to support you, and we love you, and we hope you love yourself. We'll teach you how to love yourself. How good is that? I love that. Be willing to love yourself. Heal thyself. Yeah. Know thyself.
And if I loved myself in the beginning of all this, oh my gosh, it, you know, game over. So that's the most important thing, is, okay, you have these less developed characteristics that could be seen as weaknesses, and you have these other incredible characteristics. Let's help you make the most of all of you and not get bogged down by those things that are not as beneficial. And that's really not a good choice, is it? Because everything is beneficial. But in my not loving myself phase, that's all I could look at, or all the characteristics that I had that were not complimentary, that I didn't like. I was so obsessed with everything I didn't like. I really had gotten to the point that I didn't think there was much about me that anybody could like, including myself. So, you know, we've been there. We've been in the trenches. And
We have, Marcia. We have been in the trenches.
And yet we have used our innate wisdom and tapped the innate wisdom of others to help us crawl out of that dark place. We got to always remember, the prison of depression that you may feel that you're locked in, or that not good enough place, that prison that you feel is holding you stuck, has a door that opens from the inside, and you have the key in your hand. Nobody is doing this to you. You've chosen to allow it to happen.
Yes, thank you, Marcia. Sorry, I something came to me. And on that note, we can change our attitudes and our story at any moment. And as soon as change your story, change your thoughts, change your life, we are here to support you in that process and that practice.
My favorite saying is, if I can do it, I wasn't just in a prison. I had reinforced steel bars on my cage. If I can get out of that, anybody can.
I'm laughing hysterically, Marcia. I'm laughing hysterically. You must have got that from me. I've said that all my life. If I can do it, you can.
Heck yeah. I mean, whoa. I was convinced that there was not one redeeming factor about me. And it made me try to overperform for people. Let me do more for you, more for you, more for you. Which, of course, is absurd because I wasn't allowing myself to receive anything for what I was doing. So doing more wasn't going to change anything. But, you know, I was the let me do more because I'm worthless person. If I can get out of that, you can. You guys can get out of wherever you've placed yourself and recognize it's just a beautiful opportunity to grow and then to help the next person.
We love you. Blessings. Please follow us and contact us. The Wealth of Wellness.
Yes.
Wow. Living your best wow life now. Now is your wow.
Thank you for joining WOW, Wealth of Wellness, Living Your WOW Life Now with Gina Rhoda. Heard every Wednesday at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Please join Gina weekly to explore the wealth of wellness that's available to all of us. Discover more about Gina Rhoda at her website, theartofconsciouscoaching.com. Gina can also be reached for private coaching and intuitive numerology sessions at 323-424-3269. That's 323-424-3269. Email Gina at wowginarhoda@gmail.com. That's wow, Gina, R-O-D-A, @gmail.com. Are you ready to get your wow on?
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.